Good morning, and welcome to Prairie Street. This morning, the fifth day of May, otherwise known as Cinco de Mayo, we come today in a spirit of thankfulness and a spirit of celebration. Part of our focus today is on those who have made or are making their home in a strange land, a new land. And we think especially of recent immigrants in our community. We celebrate our new friends and neighbors, and we give thanks to God for his faithfulness to all generations. Join us in singing. I'd invite you to turn to Prairie Street Sings, which is the blue book. And turn to number 15. People of God, look about and see the faces of those we know and love, neighbors, friends, sisters and brothers, a community of kindred spirits. People of God, look around our city and see the faces of those we hardly know. Strangers, sojourners, forgotten friends, those who maybe need an outstretched hand. People of God, look about you here and see all of the images of God assembled. In me, in you, in each of us, God's Spirit shines for all to see. People of God, come. Let us worship together. Let us pray. God, you come and you remind us that we are part of your creation. And as we look around, we see others who are part of your creation. Help us to open our eyes, open our hearts, open our hands, and see the world as you see it. In thy name, amen. If you would continue worship in singing Prairie Street Sings, number 16.
Thank you. And now in the green, sing The Journey, book number 59. Come and fill our hearts. We will sing this three times, English, Spanish, English.
This morning, for our affirmation of faith, we will use number 135 in the green book, Sing the Journey. If you would turn there, en este libro verde, how do you say 135? 135. There we go. This is written in Spanish, a creed, Hispanic creed, followed by a translation in English. Okay? So if you turn the page, you'll find the English part. For those of you who are comfortable in Spanish, you may read in whatever language you like, but let's affirm our faith together. Whether at the same time, whether it's in Spanish or in English. I will lead in English. Join me. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, creator of all peoples and all cultures, creator of all tongues and races. We believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, God made flesh in a person for all humanity, God made flesh in an age for all ages, God made flesh in one culture for all cultures, God made flesh in love and grace for all creation. We believe in the Holy Spirit, through whom God incarnate in Jesus Christ makes his presence known in our peoples and our cultures, through whom God, creator of all that exists, gives us power to become new creatures, whose infinite gifts make us one people, the body of Christ. We believe in the church universal because it is a sign of God's reign, whose faithfulness is shown in its many hues, where all the colors paint a single landscape, where all tongues sing the same praise. And now, for the last two verses, if you would stand, those who are able, as we continue this beautiful harmony of different languages. We believe in the reign of God, the day of the great fiesta, when all the colors of creation will form a harmonious rainbow, when all peoples will join in joyful banquet, when all tongues of the universe will sing the same song. And because we believe, we commit ourselves to believe for those who do not believe, to love for those who do not love, to dream for those who do not dream, until the day when hope becomes reality. May it be so. That was beautiful. Hearing you all together, those are wonderful words of affirmation. May it be so, even among us. So now is our wonderful time of sharing a blessed piece of Christ with one another by turning to one another and sharing in English, "The peace of Christ be with you," or in Spanish, "La paz de Cristo," and I forget the response, "y contigo." Share the peace of Christ, please.
One of the ways that we celebrate each other at Prairie Street is at the beginning of each month, we honor those who have birthdays or special days. Maybe if you have an anniversary of your baptism or a significant birthday, anything that's important to you, college graduation, seminary graduation. If you have a special day that is in the month of May, then please come up here so that we may pray for you and bless you. I'd say that would include my husband because we have an anniversary, but he's up there, so you can just pray for us that way.
Nathaniel will be 4 at the end of the month.
Oh, Nathaniel's going to be 4 years old.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you have a birthday?
I have a birthday, but I'm not saying.
Becky has a birthday, but the number is confidential. Known only to God.
Right.
Let's pray for these special people. Loving God, we praise you for these people, your creations, these images of you, and we give you thanks for the year that they have passed together. There were times that were sad and difficult, and there were times that were joyful, and we thank you for all of those. And we pray, Lord, that you will be with them in their year ahead, be with them on their walk with Jesus, and in the ways they work to bring about your kingdom. Amen.
And it is indeed a day of blessing, so I invite Jim and Sally Longley to come up to receive our blessing today. This is their last Sunday with us, and so we would like them to share just a little bit about what's next for them, and then we'd like to pray a blessing for them.
Well, thank you very much. It has been a very special time for us to be with you here at Prairie Street. We arrived originally in late August, early September 2005, stayed with you until about May 2006, and then from time to time I have popped by as I've come back a couple of times to do intensive courses at AMBS, and then this last time we arrived in January of 2018, and this is our last Sunday. We fly out today week. It has been a very special time. Yesterday was the graduation ceremony, so I was officially awarded my Master of Divinity degree, so that was a special time. And it's also been very good for Sally because Sally has handed in her final project for her Doctor of Ministry degree. So we are both looking pretty good. Right? In terms of plans for the future, I go now to complete a 3-month ministry placement with the United Kingdom Anabaptist Network, and Stuart Murray will be my supervisor. he wrote a very appropriately named book called The Naked Anabaptist. Naked referring metaphorically to the theology rather than the clothing. And that would be a very special time in terms of me exploring further Anabaptist distinctives and how they apply in an increasingly post-Christian society, which is what we are all increasingly living in. Sally, I will let describe Sally's next steps, both over coming months and into the future.
Well, while Jim's doing that, I've booked in for two long silent retreats, so that's fantastic. That's right up my alley. And then after that, once we get back to Australia, well, I have an invitation to return back to the place where I'd been working for the last 12 years, which is a Jesuit retreat centre where I'm based, where I do lead retreats and do spiritual direction. But if God calls us somewhere else, we're also open to that. But I just wanted to say too, when we returned this time, you know, we thought, oh, well, we're coming back, we could choose which church we go to, because we came here last time with our kids, but it was a no-brainer. We came back here because we love you, your family. The relationships here have been so strong, even over all that time. There was no question this is where we belong. So I just want to thank you for the wonderful family you've been to us over this time. And I have to hold myself back every time because the music and the worship always undoes me. So big, big thanks to the worship. And I know how much, I know something of how much goes into the planning of worship. And it just makes this a profoundly holy time. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, Jim and Sally, we love you, and we are sad to see you go, but we have a lot of joy and anticipation for the blessing that you will be in whatever community you end up with, and we know that you will add a lot. So we're going to thank God for you, as Paul says in Philippians. We thank God for you praying with joy, because of your sharing with us in the gospel. And we are confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. So I invite the congregation now to pray for you and pray for the whole family of God, extending your hands in prayer over Jim and Sally. God, you are the strength and the protector of your people. May Jim and Sally live in the shelter of the Most High and abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We humbly place them in your hands. Keep them, preserve them in all health and safety, mind, body, and soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
And now it is time for the children. We invite them to come forward.
Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see you this morning. I have a question for you. Have you ever had to move from one house to another? Who's had to move? Yeah. Well, this happened to me when I was 8 years old. My family lived in Goshen, and I loved it. I had good friends. I loved the school. My cousins lived there, and Goshen was my home. But when I was 9 years old, my parents said, right, we're moving to Elkhart. Well, that was bad news. I did not want to move. Goshen was my home. How could we live in Elkhart? I had to go to a new school. I had to get new friends. My cousins didn't live there. Different church. Everything was wrong about it, and I hated Elkhart. But you know, gradually, I found that my teacher at school was good, and I made some new friends, and I liked the church. It was this one when I was 9. And I started to feel that I had another home. I had a home in Elkhart. I still remembered my home in Goshen, but I had a home in Elkhart too. Now, the Bible has a lot of stories about people who had to move. And we're going to have one today that's right in the Bible here in the book of Genesis. It's about Joseph. Joseph lived in a beautiful country. It was called Canaan. It had a beautiful sky and big fields and places where the sheep and the goats could graze. And that was Joseph's job. He had to go out and take care of the sheep and the goats. And his parents lived there, and they worshiped God. They knew that God looked after them. And, well, look here, we have a sheep. Yeah, that's the kind Joseph took care of. So Joseph was happy. He was happy in his home in Canaan. But you know, some bad things happened to Joseph. And he was taken away to a far, far country called Egypt. And it was very sad for him. The people spoke a different language. They ate different kind of food. The weather was different. The sky was different. And Joseph missed his home back in Canaan. He didn't feel at all at home. But you know, gradually, he learned the language. And he decided that the food wasn't all that bad, after all. And he started to feel that he had a home in Egypt, too. Joseph lived with a very rich family, and when he grew up, he got a good job in the government. In fact, the Bible tells us that the king said about Joseph, "Can we find anyone else like Joseph, in whom is the Spirit of God?" So even the king realized that Joseph was a very good man, and so he had a very high job in the government. But all the time that he lived in Egypt, he remembered his home back in Canaan, where he loved the sky and where he went out in the fields with the sheep and the goats, where his parents were, and he missed his home. But his home lived in his memory, in his mind. So he had two homes. He lived in Egypt, and that was okay, but he still remembered his home back in Canaan. He realized that God, who was in Canaan, was also here in Egypt. God was giving him a new family and a new home. Now, Joseph, in his big job, had very expensive clothes, and he had a golden necklace. And one day, when he went to work, 9 strange men came in to the room. And they got down on the floor, and they put their heads right down on the floor in front of him. And when they stood up, who were they? Who knows who they were? Do you know that story? Who were they?
His brothers.
They were his brothers. And he recognized them. And suddenly Joseph knew, my family are still living. These brothers had come from Canaan to visit him. And he knew that his home in Canaan was still there. His younger brother, Benjamin, his parents, and his brothers. So Joseph found out that his family was alive and that God had given him many new blessings in his new home, but his old home was still there. So it was like me moving from Goshen to Elkhart. I could remember my home in Goshen, and I had a new home in Elkhart. I had two homes. But the thing that Joseph learned is right here in the Bible, that no matter where he lived, God was there with him. And God protected Joseph. It says right here, Joseph said, God has made me to forget all my troubles and has made me happy in the land of my misfortune. So Joseph knew that no matter where he lived, God was there with him, and he had made home there. So God, the Bible has a special word for this, and it's the word home. We know that word home, but in the Bible it has a big meaning. It means a place where you come from, a place where you live, but most of all, it's a place of safety, a place of refuge. In the Spanish Bible, the word is refugio, so it means a place of refuge, of safety. And this is God's promise to us. No matter where we live, we have a home there because God is there. So let's have a prayer. God, we thank you for your promise that wherever we live, you are there, giving us safety and refuge. And I pray you will protect these children this week, in their home, in their play, in school. And we give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from three different passages. We will begin with Psalms 90, verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
Salmos 90, versículo 1. Señor, tú has sido nuestro refugio de una generación a otra generación.
And now Psalm 91, 1. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
Salmos 91, del 1 al 2. El que habita al abrigo del Altísimo se acoge a la sombra del Omnipotente. Dice al Señor, tú eres mi esperanza, mi Dios, el castillo en el que te pongo mi confianza.
And now from Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away.
Apocalipsis 21, del 3 al 4. Entonces oí que desde el trono salía una potente voz, la cual decía, aquí está el tabernáculo de Dios con los hombres. Él vivirá con ellos y ellos serán su pueblo. Y Dios mismo estará con ellos y será su Dios. Dios enjugará las lágrimas de los ojos de ellos y ya no habrá muerte, ni más llanto, ni lamento, ni dolor. Porque las primeras cosas habrán dejado de existir.
The word of the Lord.
Palabra del Señor. Gracias a Dios.
Our sermon time will be conducted by these three servants, so we invite them to come here and I will pray for them. Lord, we offer these gifts before us. May the words of our dear brother and sister's mouths be acceptable to you. And may we come and listen with open hearts and open ears to what you have to tell us this morning. We thank you for your presence with us, for your love from all generations. You are the one in whom we trust. Amen.
With the children, we've talked about Joseph and how he was torn away from his first home.
Con los niños y las niñas hemos platicado como de José y cómo fue rechazado de su casa.
And through all the terrible things that happened to him, Joseph remained faithful to his God.
Y por todas esas cosas terribles que le pasó a José, que él seguía fiel a su Dios.
And even the Pharaoh, the king, saw this and he said, "No one else is like this. He has the Spirit of God."
Y hasta el faraón que vio en José dijo que no hay nadie más como él, que él tiene el Espíritu de Dios.
Joseph knew that God was his refuge, his place of safety.
Jesús sabía que Dios era su refugio, su aseguranza.
Psalm 90 exactly expresses this idea.
Y el Salmo 90 dice exactamente esa idea.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place, our home in all generations.
Señor, tú has sido nuestro refugio de una generación a otra generación.
What a beautiful way to express our relationship to God.
Qué hermosa manera de expresar nuestra relación con Dios.
The psalmist speaks of a home, a place of safety, a place of safe haven.
El salmista habla de un lugar de seguro, de un hogar muy tranquilo.
Where we are, a place where we are known and where we are accepted.
Un lugar donde estamos conocidos y aceptados.
God, you are our place of origin.
Dios, tú eres el lugar de nuestro origen.
You are our place of shelter, of safety.
Tú eres nuestro lugar de seguridad.
So when we say home, we mean a place.
Entonces cuando decimos hogar, es decir,
but
un
home
lugar.
Also means a relationship.
Pero hogar también significa una relación.
The psalmist says to God, "You are my home."
El salmista dice a Dios, tú eres mi hogar.
You have always been our home.
Tú siempre has sido nuestro lugar.
Before the mountains were brought forth, before you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
Antes que naciesen los montes y formases la tierra, el mundo, y desde el siglo y hasta el siglo, tú eres Dios.
The words brought forth and formed convey a sense of God giving birth to the earth.
Esas palabras de nacer y de formar tiene una imagen de que Dios está dando a la tierra.
God, you created the world and all that is in it.
Dios, tú has creado el mundo y todo lo que está dentro de él.
Human life and all of life, everything has its origin in God.
Que la vida de los humanos y que toda la vida tiene su origen en Dios.
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
Y desde el siglo hasta el siglo, tú eres Dios.
The psalm says, before any of that creation, you were God. You are beyond time.
El salmista dice que antes de toda esa creación, que tú fuiste Dios, que tú eres sobre todo, todo el tiempo.
We are safe with you.
Estamos seguros contigo.
Our home with you is from everlasting to everlasting.
Que nuestro lugar contigo es de un siglo a todos los siglos.
You are our shelter and our home, our dwelling place.
Que tú eres nuestro hogar.
Through the many generations, many people have been torn from their homes.
Por muchas generaciones, mucha gente se tuvieron que irse de sus casas.
They've been carried away.
Que se las han llevado.
They've had to run to unknown destinations.
Que tenían que correr hasta otros destinos.
The loss of home may be desperately terrible.
La pérdida de un hogar podría ser terrible.
But even if we have chosen to move from one place to another, we experience dislocation.
Y hasta si nosotros elegimos mudarnos de un lugar al otro, es difícil.
We're homesick.
Que sentimos sentimientos para nuestro lugar de origen.
But God makes it possible to carry two homes.
Pero Dios nos hace posible llevar dos casas.
So today we have the privilege of listening to Patricia Martinez, a neighbor and a friend of this church for many years.
Bueno, pues ahora tenemos el privilegio de escuchar a Patricia Martinez, que es nuestra vecina y una amiga de esta iglesia.
She knows a lot about living in a strange country.
Que sabe mucho de lo que es vivir en otro país.
But she also remembers her place of origin.
Pero que también recuerda de su lugar de origen.
And so that is our connection today with the Cinco de Mayo.
Entonces eso es el vínculo con hoy, el Cinco de Mayo.
It's a day for honoring and celebrating Mexican culture.
Es un día para honrar y celebrar la cultura mexicana.
The richness and the joy of Mexican culture.
La riqueza, el gozo de la cultura mexicana.
So let's listen to Patricia.
Entonces vamos a escuchar de Patricia.
Buenos días a todos.
Good morning to everyone. Buenos días, Patricia.
Buenos días.
Te voy a invitar a hacer una plática conmigo de tu hogar, de dónde venías, y cada de vez en cuando voy a traducir para los hermanos en inglés.
Está bien.
So Patricia and I are going to have a conversation about where she came from in Mexico, and after every couple of phrases, I'll go ahead and translate into English. So Patricia, ¿estás lista?
Estoy lista.
Bueno, mi primera pregunta para ti es si nos puedes explicar de ese proceso que tenías porque vivías en México y ahora estás aquí. Y quiero saber cómo te fue ese proceso de mudarse, de toda esa transición de salir de un lugar y venir a otro que es muy diferente.
Uh-huh.
So I'm asking Patricia if she would share with us what the process was like of going from one place to a different place and what that transition felt like and was like.
Yo me casé en 1995.
So I got married in 1995.
Después, aproximadamente un año después, mi esposo vino a Estados Unidos solo.
So about a year later, my husband came to the United States by himself.
Pero me extrañaba mucho y fue por mí.
And so he really missed me and he came back for me.
So, vinimos juntos a este país como 4 meses después de que él fue para México otra vez.
And so, about 4 months after he came back to Mexico, we left together for the United States.
Sí. Nuestra meta era, la situación era muy difícil en México y no teníamos un hogar para tener nuestra familia. Entonces decidimos, con todo el dolor de nuestro corazón, venir a este país.
And so our situation in Mexico was really challenging. We didn't have a place to raise our family. And so our goal was to come to the United States and be able to start a life.
Sí. Teníamos la idea de solamente trabajar por algún tiempo y regresar a vivir, seguir viviendo en México.
So our original idea was to come to the United States, work for a little bit, and then return to Mexico and continue living there.
Pero Dios tenía decidido que mis hijos nacieran aquí.
But God had the plan that my children would be born here.
Entonces, en el 1998, Diana, mi hija mayor, nació aquí.
And so in 1998, my oldest daughter, Diana, was born here.
Y después, 3 años después, Tiffany nació aquí.
And then 3 years later, Tiffany was born here.
Después.
And then.
3 años después, Dylan nació aquí.
And then 3 years later, Dylan was born here.
So tengo mi familia aquí. Fue difícil porque amaba y quería, amo a mi familia y quiero estar con ellos, mi papá, mi mamá, mis hermanos.
Mm-hmm. So I have my family here, but it's been challenging because I miss my mother, my aunts and uncles, my cousins that are still living in Mexico.
No sé.
Sí, pues gracias por compartir esa experiencia que fue una transición que dejaste un poco allá y luego tienes otro aquí, ¿verdad?
Sí.
So thanks for sharing that process of transition with us, Patricia, of leaving something behind but also gaining something new here.
Sí.
Y ahora hablabas un poco de tus hijos y quiero saber de ti cómo ves para ellos cómo es la transición de tener padres que son mexicanos, que tienen una cultura y luego están aquí en Estados Unidos en otra cultura. ¿Y qué piensas de eso? ¿Qué experiencias tienes de ser una madre con tus hijos aquí? And so I'm wondering if she would share a little bit about what it's like to have children who are born here in the United States and are living in a certain culture with parents who are coming from another culture and how she sees what that experience is like.
Bueno, antes de todo es como una bendición y un plus para mis hijos.
So above all else, this has been a blessing and a big plus for my children.
Porque tienen muchos amigos y gente que han sido sus como sus coaches de vida aquí de Estados Unidos.
Because they've had so many friends and so many people have been like their life coaches here in the United States.
Cosas que yo no he sabido guiarlos, Dios me ha enviado guías para ellos.
Things that I didn't know how to guide them through, God sent me guides to help them.
Y ellos han mirado hace 2 años que fueron a México por primera vez en sus vidas, han entendido ahora perfectamente por qué tomamos la decisión de venir para acá.
And so about 2 years ago, her children had the chance to go back to Mexico and see exactly what was that decision and why their parents made that decision to come to the United States. Pues hablando de eso un poco, Patricia, y gracias por compartir de tus hijos. Quiero saber también si nos puedes contar una historia de México, una memoria bonita o lo que sea, una memoria que tienes de tu lugar de origen. So I'm asking Patricia, you know, thanks for sharing about how her children have been raised here and how they've gotten to go back and see what Mexico's like. And so I'm wondering if she would share a story or a memory from when she was living in Mexico.
Una historia muy bonita que guardo en mi memoria y ahora miro que es un poco diferente. No sé si aquí o porque ya avanzaron varios años.
So one memory that I have that stays with me that I'm not sure if it's still this way or if it's changed over years, but one of these memories is
estar con mi familia, todos reunidos, comiendo a la mesa, viéndonos la cara, platicando del día. Eso es una cosa que ahora añoro con todo el alma y que desearía poder tener aquí, pero miro que es, no sé si por todos los avances científicos, pero añoro mucho y es mi experiencia de estar con mi familia, comiendo, humildemente a lo mejor, pero reunidos todos.
So one memory she has is being able to be with her family, being able to look at them face to face, being around the table, eating together, and being able to have that experience together. And she's not sure, you know, with advances in technology, what possibilities there are for this now, but being able to actually be there face to face with her family is a memory that she has from Mexico. Es una memoria muy bonito.
Es muy bonita.
Gracias. Thank you for that. Very beautiful memory. Y ahora, Patricia, quiero hacerte una pregunta de ahora que estás aquí, que tienes tus hijos, bueno, memorias también de atrás, pero ahora viendo hacia el futuro, ¿no? ¿Qué sueñas del futuro? ¿Qué planes tienes? ¿Qué quieres lograr aquí? ¿Cuáles son tus sueños de vivir aquí? So, Patricia, I'm wondering if you would now share, you've shared with us memories from the past and what it's like having children here. And so I'm wondering if you could look further into the future, what kinds of dreams do you have for being here?
Tengo muchos sueños. Ahora mi corazón ha aceptado que estar aquí es como estar en México. Aquí encontré familia. Uh-huh. Tengo muchas hermanas, hermanos que me apoyan, que lo siento cerca de mí.
Uh-huh. I have a lot of dreams here. And one of those is that here I have family, just like I had family in Mexico, people who have supported me, who have become my family and taken care of me while I'm here.
Uno de mis sueños es primero ver que mis hijos se realicen. Era mi mayor sueño y ahora es y está cumpliéndose.
One of my biggest dreams is that I would be able to see my children realize their dreams, and it's really nice because I am getting to see that they're accomplishing the things that they've wanted to do.
Veo a mis hijos que puedan viajar, conocer otra gente, amar a la humanidad, como yo lo hago.
So I get to see that my children get to travel, they get to see different things, meet different people, and show love for humanity, something that I like to do as well. Sí.
Y posteriormente en mi vida personal quisiera continuar estudiando y quizás algún día poder desempeñar una carrera que es como ayudar a las personas mayores, pero en sus casas, pero tener todas las bases para poderlo hacer.
And so one of my personal dreams is to be able to study more, and I would love to be able to have a career where I'm able to accompany older people in their homes and be with them and get to have a base or a foundation for being able to study to do that kind of work. Muchas gracias. Es un sueño muy bonito poder también compartir con la gente, ¿verdad?
Sí, sí.
Y veo en ti que tienes ese corazón que quiere ayudar, ¿no?
Sí, porque pienso que como lo estoy haciendo aquí ahorita, alguien lo puede estar haciendo por mis padres en México. Uh-huh. Pienso que es como un círculo en donde si yo estoy aquí haciéndolo, ellos un día también van a poder ser ayudados. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so I was sharing with her that I see in her heart that she has this heart where she wants to help people and she wants to be with people. And she said that thinking of her parents in Mexico she's not able to be with them, she would like to be able to be with older people who are here and help them. And in that way, she knows that her parents will also be helped in Mexico while they're there. Es muy bonito.
Gracias.
Pues muchas gracias por tu historia, por compartir tus sueños, tus experiencias y pues abrir tu corazón a nosotros, que conocerte un poco más y de tu historia.
Gracias. Gracias también a todos mis amigos de la iglesia menonita que han estado en mi vida. Por los últimos, empecé a conocer esta iglesia como en el 2008 y he ido y venido, pero tengo muchos buenos amigos aquí. Gracias.
So I was just thanking her for opening her heart to us and sharing her story and being willing to share some of her experiences with us. And she was saying that she is very thankful for her friends here at Prairie Street Mennonite Church, that she came for the first time in 2008, and now she has many friends and family here in the times that she's come, and she's very thankful for all of you. Gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you, Patricia, very much.
Gracias, Patricia, mucho.
So we will close with the verses from Revelation 21.
Vamos a cerrar con los versículos de Apocalipsis 21.
See, the home of God is with mortals. God will live with them, they will be God's people, and he will be with them.
Aquí está el tabernáculo de Dios con los hombres. Él vivirá con ellos. Y ellos serán su pueblo, y Dios mismo estará con ellos, y será su Dios.
So what more can we say?
Y ahora, ¿qué más podemos decir?
This is God's promise.
Es la promesa de Dios.
And this is our hope.
Y es nuestra esperanza.
Wherever we live, God lives with us.
En donde quiera que nosotros vivimos, que Dios vive con nosotros.
God is our refuge.
Que Dios es nuestro refugio.
God is our home.
Dios es nuestra casa.
God says, mi casa, su casa.
Dios dice, my home is your home.
Amen.
Amen.
Please turn in the green Sing the Journey hymnal to number 69, When the Poor Ones. We'll sing verse 1 in English, then verse 1 in Spanish. Then verse 2 in English. So 1 in English, 1 in Spanish, 2 in English. And those who are able, please stand. And let's turn in the blue hymnal to number 163, Obey My Voice, 163 in the blue hymnal. Blue hymnal number 611, Soon and Very Soon. And please stand if you are able.
Thank you.
Our worship and celebration will be continuing today. Reminder, there's no coffee time right now. Second hour will be here. The only exception is if you're a child, you get to come with me, and we're going to go downstairs. There is potluck after, and Mary Alice Miller's memorial service will be this afternoon. Visitation with the family at 2:30 and service at 3. Now receive the benediction. May the God of steadfast and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.